This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Right now we ask the question, does this change anything for you? The Cowboys' victory last night, does it change anything as far as what you think the rest of this season might be? And for me, it does. For me, absolutely it does. I saw this team play like they hadn't given up. And that's been my big concern all week. And you know, I've been talking about that with everybody. If Jason Garrett had lost this team and they quit on him, then they are no longer finishing the fight. And that means you got to move on from a lot of things. And what I saw last night was a team that was like, I'm tired of hearing about this. We have to do something to shut that down. We got to go kick some butt. The defensive line was out there passionately destroying Kirk Cousins. Beasley was making catches. Dez was making catches. It wasn't a lot of catches. The offensive line was blocking like crazy. And this team looked like they actually had some sort of hope left in them. And that's something that makes me think there can be a run. There could definitely be a run. Super Bowl run, Kevin.
Oh, my God. I think this changes everything. And I will readily admit that I might be a homer chump for this. But I'll tell you exactly why. Kind of like Corey was saying, I see the exact path to make this happen. Because let's not get bogged down in any of this 9-7 nonsense, right? You need to go 10-6.
Right.
You got to win 10 games.
Which you need to win the rest of your games. And you're thinking...
Jerry Jones said that this morning, too.
Yes.
He said all the scenarios that play out for other teams losing, we got to win.
Exactly. And so, wow, you won one game. You might be thinking, big deal. I'll tell you why it's a big deal. This team has looked unfreaking stoppable. When you had either Sean Lee or Zeke, and God forbid, both, and now you have four games left. You have to win all four. You'd like to think that you could probably just win the Giants game because they don't care about winning anymore. Mm-hmm. But the big news is, word going around, is that Sean Lee will be back for that game.
Woo!
All right, you give me Sean Lee in the game against the Giants? Well, I believe. All right? So that puts you to 7-6. Then
is it because Geno Smith starting? Is that why?
No, it's just it would have been the same with Eli. Like okay. That team flat out sucks.
They've quit.
Absolutely.
Well, and plus Dez should go off because Janoris Jenkins is out for the year.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And so then you go up against the Raiders. I know in theory the Raiders should be tough, and to be quite honest, I said that these two teams would play in the Super Bowl. Sorry about that, but they're 5-6. Plus you still have Sean Lee. Okay. I think we can win that game. That puts you to 8-6. Ooh, then you got to play Seattle. Going to be tough, except, of course, for the fact that that's the game where Zeke comes back.
Oh, he's going to be running like a madman, dude.
And plus, Seattle's defense kind of sucks because there's four people left on it. Then that puts you up to 9-6. Then you go on the road to Philly. Well, let's all admit it. At this point, Philly will probably be 14-1 or something stupid like that. They won't care. So you can win that game, too.
Wow.
So this might be a fool's errand, and I might be a chump for thinking this, but with the returns are perfect, right? The two most important players, I think Sean Lee should be the MVP of the league with how much he means to this team. The two most important players are coming back at the right time. You get Sean Lee back for two winnable games, and then you get Zeke back for the two toughest games. And I honestly believe that the Cowboys could go 10-6. Will they? Who the hell knows? But that win last night in emphatic fashion makes me think, okay, maybe.
Colby, before we get to you, man.
What?
People are upset.
Why?
Well, from the 903, no, I'm taking the Red J approach and take it game by game because it means nothing if we lose again. All right? So I understand that. That's an approach. But here from Cujo. The Cowboys did not beat a good team. They dominated an injury-depleted team playing with a practice squad offensive line. There's nothing impressive about that.
Okay, I want to address that real quick, all right? So what does that mean the next 2 weeks? It means nothing, because if that's really what you believe, you don't play good teams the next 2 weeks. The next 2 weeks, the teams that you play have a combined record of, what, like 7-15? So, okay, and that puts you up to 8-6. And then you roll into the last two games of the season, only one of which should be against a team that gives a damn.
All right.
So basically what I'm saying is, if you really believe that, which, by the way, I do not. Anytime you whip someone in the NFL who, by the way, had the same record as you going into that game, that's worth noting. Even if you think that team sucks, they were the same as you going into that game, and that was an elimination game for them too, and you beat the crap out of them. Three of your last four games are against teams that probably are either no good or won't care. So if your assertion is, oh, you beat a crappy team, well, guess what? Three of your last four games are against teams that are meh.
From the 6-8-2, you're a chump. Cowboys are going to go -7-15. That's your opinion.
I feel like probably not.
Well, you're saying it's impossible? Oh, challenge accepted.
I am saying it's impossible.
How
they
are you
will go -7-15.
You know what? I didn't accept this challenge, Goldie. I accepted it on behalf of the Cowboys. Okay. So
okay.
It's up to them now. The other thing, though, is I think the other side of it is Cheeto looked really good. And that gives me some promise in the secondary.
Like, my favorite part was that he was on the field.
Yeah, I understand that. And I'm sure that you have something negative to say about Ryan Switzer's return. Like, you can't just be happy that he did a kick return.
But did you see my tweet about that? It had everything you would hope for from Ryan Switzer. He almost fumbled the ball, but then he made it. You know he did. But then he made a bunch of chumps miss, and then he did a flip in the end zone. It was amazing. Everything you could want in the game of football was boiled down into that one return.
It was an
It was awesome.
It was an awesome moment. And on top of that, like, if that's a true threat. If the Cowboys defense can keep an opponent on their side of the 30, then that can happen again. Like, that can really be a thing. If you can keep them pushed back, then Switzer's going to have space to work with if they decide to kick to him. And that could be a threat. That could be points for a Cowboys team that is trying to find points.
I think you just brought up the best point, and I want to see if you guys are with me on this. If you think that the Cowboys are still done, if you think for the 9-7-2, 8-8, back to our old ways, I can understand all of that. Here's what
I was there with you going into last night's game.
Absolutely. Here's what I will tell you, though, on the flip side of that. If last night's game turned out differently, your season is over, right?
Yes.
You come into work today.
Maybe.
Oh, come on. Dude, it's over. You come into work today. We come into work today, and the Cowboys live for at least 10 more days. And I think that's terribly exciting. If you think they'll lose to the Giants or whatever else, there'll be plenty of time to deconstruct that down the road. But for now, you can look at the Giants game and say, this game matters. This team still matters. Our season still matters. And I'm excited about that. And I always crap all over everything.
Yeah, you do.
Watching this game, and midway through, I started to see a team gather some confidence, which they did not have. They did not have. There was nothing that they believed in with this team. And then all of a sudden, they started gathering confidence. If nothing happens to go ahead and take that away, you could see a steamroll effect happen. Or you could see another injury happen, and then everything gets deflated, and then we end at 8-8.
Oh my God! What
That's
are you doing
where we're
right
at.
Now,
that
Colby?
That is where we're either on our way to the playoffs, or we're not going to win another game.
You know what? And I've said this about the Rangers a number of times. This is the part I love. I love the fact that this team now is in a do or die situation every single game. Like, every single moment of every game from now on for the rest of this season is life. You're sitting there breathing and sitting on the edge of your seat just, oh my gosh, this is going to happen. Every single play. And that's what it was with the Rangers, right? This is the part of being a fan that should be the most exhilarating and most fun. The last 3 weeks where they were getting destroyed and dismantled and didn't score any points, that was boring football. But this part right now where we're heading this direction, because they're in a fight for their lives for this. This is the fun part. And this is what being a fan's about.
You mark my words, for some reason they make it through all these playoff games. They make it through, and they've been in the playoffs this long, and they get into the playoffs, it's not going to change for them. They're already been in playoff games.
Yeah, absolutely.
And battle tested.
And now it's time to go. And they don't have another gear to switch to because they're already there. And that other team's got to get up to where they're at.
And they weren't in that gear too early. They were in at the right time.
And hasn't that been the issue, whether you look at last year, whether you look at 07 or whatever, like, oh, what do? We sit people? There's no choice. I want to hit this real quick. This is a terrible opinion. I appreciate all fan texts, but this from the 832, you are terrible at texting this in. How many turnovers did Washington give you yesterday? Like five? Ha 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 ha. Y'all got super lucky. That's the only reason you win. No one in the history of football ever in the NFL has won a game by 24 points via luck. That has never happened in the history of ever. If you want to tell me that games have been decided by luck, okay. No team ever has won a game by 24 points based on luck.
Right.
That is an idiotic text message.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Oh, wait, no, I got that. Shots fired!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.